Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Ryan Fairman. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 21. This is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings. And would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We are poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless. And we labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod, or with love in a spirit of gentleness? O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The Apostle Paul is dealing with quite a lot in Corinth. They're getting a little bit above themselves, a little bit prideful, and he defends his position by showing how the apostles take the lowest position. He starts off, though, talking about what an apostle, and by extension, what a pastor in the office of the holy ministry is, a steward of the mysteries of God, a servant of Christ, and therefore a steward and servant of the church. And it's not good looks, youth, or age, a good delivery of a sermon, but it is first faithfulness that is the mark of a good steward. He goes on at the end of the letter to talk about also the character that a pastor, Paul, has, and that is fatherly. He mentions that there are countless guides in Christ. You can go anywhere that you want on the internet and find all kinds of people that are willing to guide you. But it is a fatherly pastor, a present pastor, that is the best gift that you can have. And what makes him different than a guide or a coach? A fatherly pastor loves his children, just like a father in the home loves his children, and thus he speaks to them both words with the rod and words with love in the spirit of gentleness, so that his children may have life in themselves. good fathers, good pastors. They are a blessing to have. Right in the middle of this section, there's this line, verse 13, when Paul says, "We are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things." That reminds me of the prayer that we're going to pray in a minute about a man named Lawrence. Lawrence lived 17 centuries ago in Rome. He was a deacon, a servant of the church, and he was assigned to both gather the offerings of the church and then give them out to the poor. He was the treasurer. It so happened that the emperor, Valerian of the time, passed a decree that said Christians, when they were captured, were to be executed and their wealth given to the state. Lawrence's pastor was captured and executed. The governor at that time, who had captured the pastor and executed him, also captured Lawrence. Knowing Lawrence as the treasurer, he said, "Lawrence, give me the treasures of the church." Lawrence said, "Well, it'll take me 3 days to gather them." I can see the governor's hands rubbing together, thinking of the wealth he was going to receive. Sure enough, 3 days later, Lawrence appeared where the governor was, with a crowd following him, of poor, of blind, of lame, of widows. The governor, surprised, said, "Lawrence, where are the treasures of the church? Why have you brought this rabble in here?" And Lawrence spread out his hands and said, "Do you not see? These are the treasures of the church, all of them. Are we not richer than the emperor himself?" Lawrence, of course, was executed for that. He was a faithful man. Two things to get from today's reading, and there's so many more, but two things. Number one, a pastor, a faithful pastor, a fatherly pastor who speaks words that are sometimes hard to hear, but sometimes are gracious to hear, is a great gift of God. It'd be a wonderful thing today if you remembered to send your pastor a text or a little note of encouragement. Second thing to remember as we think about Lawrence is that where the treasures of the church are in the people of the church, and that includes you in Christ. For did Christ the King not shed his blood for you? So no matter how far you have fallen, even if you roll in the scum of the earth, you have become the treasures of the church. You have become a treasured possession to God your Father through the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Isn't that wonderful? What a blessing. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you called Lawrence to be a deacon in your church to serve your saints with deeds of love, and you gave him the crown of martyrdom. Give us the same charity of heart that we may fulfill your love by defending and supporting the poor, that by loving them we may love you with all our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.